Okay, continue the Rambam. Hilchos Nedarim, Perek Yud Gimel, Halacha Zayin, Chapter 13, Law 7. Okay, next thing about annulling vows. Hamefir Nidre Vito Oishto. A person who nullifies the vows of his daughter or his wife. Sorech Lahotzi Visvasov. He must utter it with his lips. It's got to be heard. Vim Hefer Belibo. But if he nullifies in his heart, Ainom Hefer. It's not like, can maybe somebody close the door so I don't have to hear everything? Thank you. Okay, so certainly, for example, if the guy, let's say, quiet, that would maintain the vow. So if he wants to overturn the vow, he'd have to express it with his mouth. Okay, so therefore, just in his heart, it doesn't do anything. Avalam Avatel, but a person wants to nullify the vow. Okay, make it void. Okay, where you're doing an action, remember, we said, go eat the food, he says to her. Ain't it tzarech lahotzi bisfasav? He doesn't really even have to utter it. Elam evatel belivo bilvad. He can nullify in his heart alone. The kofoso lasoso. And force her to do it, putting the food in front of her, exactly what you said not to eat. Bane osasa. It doesn't matter if she did eat the food or whatever. Bane losasa. It doesn't matter if she didn't eat it, still bought the haneder, the vow has been nullified. Yeah. So again, if it's an action, he does something to nullify, to void it, so then he doesn't have to say anything. It's just in his heart, he doesn't want it to exist. But if you just want your heart alone, that's not enough.
So if Mayfair, when you say it has to be added to the list,
he says, I hereby annul your vow. He has to express it.
So it has to be said. It can't be lit mouth.
He has to say words that come out of his mouth.
You have to hear them.
People have to hear them. Okay.
Well,
you can say words that nobody can hear.
No, if nobody can hear it, then you're not saying any words.
He nullifies it in the forest.
You're not saying any
seniors,
words.
If they're seniors, you can be speaking and they still can't hear you.
Then you're not speaking. If nothing's, no noise is coming out of your mouth, you're not speaking.
Okay.
But sir, that's their issue, not your issue.
Ches mefirim nedarim v'shabbos. You may nullify vows on Shabbos, bein letzarech Shabbos, regardless whether the vow has to do with a Shabbos need, bein shelo letzarech Shabbos, whether it doesn't have to do with a Shabbos need. But you have to use a different expression when you nullify it, because whatever you do on Shabbos has to be different than the weekdays. V'lo yomer lo b'shabbos. He can't say to his wife or daughter on Shabbos, Muferlich, it's nullified to you. Keder Sharm Bechol, like he says on a weekday. Elamavato Belibo, but rather he nullifies it in his heart. Va'omerlan, he says to her, that which is a voiding of it, which is Kli Ichli, go and take the food that she had vowed not to take. Kli Ushasi, take and drink the food. Ukiyaitzebezeb. So therefore you are voiding it by nullifying in your heart and doing a demonstrative action that shows you're not happy with it. Okay.
I'm not quite clear on the difference there between the Shabbos way you would say it and then...
On Shabbos, on a regular day, you could say, I hereby nullify your vow. And that nullifies the vow. You cannot do that on Shabbos.
Right.
So we said there's other ways you can void the vow, and that's by forcing her to go against her vow. That's what we mentioned yesterday.
You have in mind the nullifying.
And therefore, he's saying, go eat the food. And by that alone, he's now forcing her to void the vow.
It's understood that he'd ask
her. As opposed to saying you cannot eat the food, right?
As opposed to saying I'm nullifying it.
Okay, this is what we mentioned. Yes, I don't know if you were here yesterday.
I was here, I heard that.
You were?
I heard that yesterday.
So that's what we're saying. If you void it, that you're saying to her, go eat food, you're voiding it. So that's what you would do on Shabbos. Tes. Ha'omer le'ish tolavito. A person says to his wife versus his daughter, kol shenedorim shetidri mikan. Any vows that you plan on making from now, va'ad sha'avu memakom ploni, till I return from out of town, let's say. Any vows for now and for the next week. And he says, so what does he say? Any vow you do, either, harei hein kayom, he's saying either I want to validate them, or harei mufar, I want to nullify them. He wants to deal with vows she has not yet made. He's totally unaware of what those vows could be. But he's saying, whatever you might do in the next week, I'm either for or against them. The halacha is lomar klum. He has said nothing. Because he doesn't know what she's going to say. Right? You can't validate them. How can you want to validate? All your vows are valid. What makes a vow that he's crazy? He's not going to want. And vice versa. If you have no idea what it is, how can you void it or validate it?
So he doesn't mean on return he'll decide.
He's saying from now in advance. Okay. If he doesn't have to do anything, he doesn't have to say anything. And when he returns, it could be the first time he heard it. He could say, tell me what all your vows were. He could do it then.
Right.
So if you want to do it, can't do it in advance.
What happens if she makes a vow and she doesn't tell him about it?
Like we've already learned, that he only has to deal with it when he's aware of it. Also, shaliach lahafer law, if a person makes an agent to nullify his wife's vows, ola kaimla, or to maintain the vows, ain't a klum, it's nothing. Because here the Torah categorically says he must do it personally. Shenemar, it says, isha yikimenu, her husband will validate it, the isha, and her husband, Yifarenu, will nullify it. Vechenov, the same halach applies to a father, ba'asmas done himself, v'lo b'shlucho, and not with an agent as well. Because there the pasuk says, ki heini avia osa, the father goes and nullifies it. All right, next, Yud. Let's say, Asra Asma B'te'en Ivanovim. She prohibited upon herself figs and grapes. Baby Neder, baby Shur, doesn't matter, it's an oath or a vow. Bein Sha Asra Asma B'cholmin, or whether she prohibited every of those species. Or, Bein Sha Amra Te'en Ivanovim Elu, or she says, these particular figs and grapes, or vikiyam latanim, stop. So those are the vows she made. She's made a vow on two types of things. Now, what did the husband do? Well, he said, part of what you said I like, and part of it you said I don't like. Vikiyam latanim, let's say he maintained and says, okay, that's good, you could eat figs all you like. She said you can prohibit figs to yourself. But he nullified her vow not to eat the grapes, or the reverse. Or she came lanovim, or she maintained her vow not to eat the grapes. And she nullified the fig. He nullified the figs. Here's an interesting halacha. Mashikiyam kayim. What he validates is validated. Umashehefer mufar. And whatever he nullifies, he nullifies. So he could do it partially. Vehein kol kayos, anything like that. But we don't say ve'ein omrim b'hafara. We don't say b'hafara the following, which we do say when a chacham is mater neder. But we will not say this neder shahufar miksaso. If a neder has been partially nullified, hufar kulo, it's totally nullified. We don't say that kider shomatzar, like we do say when a chacham releases a person from their vow. Because remember, when a chacham, when you're mater neder, and a chacham releases a vow, that means the chacham is deriving from him that the entire vow was a mistake. And once some of it has been removed, the whole thing's gone. Because when a person makes the vow, at that time, they want the whole thing to exist. Remember, the chacham, the way the chacham gets rid of it is he uproots it from the beginning. Now, the person made the vow, they vowed everything. So now you got to either rip it all up or nothing. So once part of it's ripped up, the whole thing's got to get ripped up. On the other hand, a father and a husband, it's not retroactive. It doesn't work by saying it was a mistake. It's saying, I just don't want it. And from here on out. So now, till the father nullifies it, she couldn't eat grapes and she couldn't eat figs. Now, anything that's stopped is from that time when the father or husband says it and onward. So therefore, he doesn't have to have any reason. He can just say, I don't want this. So there you can divide it. I don't want this, and this I can't maintain. So this becomes another critical difference between a father and husband being made for neder versus a chacham who is matir neder.
So the woman doesn't need to regret.
Has nothing to do with her. Right. Remember, a father and a husband, she wants it all. She doesn't regret it at all. She wants to keep it. It's not up to her. They're just saying, we don't want it. Finished. When a chacham is matir, it depends on the regret of the person who made the vow. Okay, now another interesting situation. Now, Misha Nadra Ishto, woman makes a vow. Vishama, the husband or the father, hears it. And what does he do? Vihitvis atzmo, and he connects himself to her vow. Such he says, let's say the woman says, I'm not going to drink wine. The husband says, you know what? Me too. I want to be just like you. So he's grabbing onto her vow, and now becomes a vow for him. Well, one thing's for sure, if he is taking her vow and using that as a means for him to make a vow, he's definitely not nullifying it. If anything, he's maintaining it, because his whole vow depends on her vow remaining. So therefore, v'hitvis atzmo b'nidra, he grabs on himself to her nether and says, yes, and I want to be just like her. Therefore, Eina Yochover, he can't nullify it, because Sharei Kiemla, he already maintained it for her. So that's clear. Now, what about the reverse? Nutter who? The husband makes the vow. And she grabs onto his vow and says, I want to be just like him. Well, his vow has something to do with her vow. So therefore, he can say, listen, I want
to
not drink wine, but
like
I don't want you not to be like me. So Mefer es Shalah, he can nullify hers, who Shalah Kayim, and his remains, because his is not dependent upon hers. And everything I just explained to you, in Yud Beis, the Rambam is just going to, for example, it for you. So it's going to be a repeat, so to speak. Ketzad, let's have an example. Shama ishto vito omrim. What if a father, he hears his wife, or he hears his daughter saying, Harein nizir, I'm a Nazaritess. Vamrini says, Vani and me too. Well then, Eina Yochel Hafer, he cannot nullify it, Ushneim Nazirim, and they're both Nazarites. What about the reverse? Amar who? What if he says, Harini Nazir, I am a Nazir, Vishama he, and she heard it, Vamrin, she says, Vani and I too am a Nazaritess. Then made for law, he can nullify hers, Vishalokayim, and his remains. V'chein kol kayesu, anything else similar to that.
I just came back to the first one, on the first example. So if he attaches himself to the wife's...
Then he can't nullify it.
No, he can't nullify her, but he can nullify himself, right?
He attaches
He can't nullify his. He'd have to go to a chacham and be mater neder for himself. A person can't just nullify their own vow. They have to go to a chacham and be mater neder. Only the uniqueness of father and a husband can nullify the wife's vow. Straight out, I say your vow's nothing. When a man makes the one, you have to be matir neder. You have to release the vow.
Right. And there wouldn't be anything different in doing it that way, because he's attached to her here this way.
It's just like he made an individual vow, and he has to release himself from his vow. He doesn't want to keep it anymore.
So if he makes a vow that affects her, let's say he says...
He can do whatever he wants.
So let's just say he wants to be Chalad Yisrael. Because right now, in my house, I'm Chalav Yisrael.
That's right.
We are not allowing any non-Chalav Yisrael in the house. Can she still eat Chalav Yisrael?
Well, he can't make her do something. He can just say he's having Chalav Yisrael. He can't force the wife to keep Chalav Yisrael.
Or the kids.
Yud Gimel, let's reverse it now. Nader la'atzmo. Okay, what if the husband made a vow for himself? Oh, one second, let me get it straight over here. He says for himself, he says, I'm going to be a Nazir, let's say. And a husband is still talking. The Heidira Kamosa, and you should be like me. Now, of course, she has to agree to it.
Yeah.
But he's saying, I am. He makes a vow for himself. And he's saying, yes, and he's making it. And it should also be you. Now, she has to agree. But let's assume she does. The Gomar Balibo. Lahadira, and he has in mind that he wants her to also be part of that. V'amra, and she responds, Amen, yes! I agree. I agreed to have this. Well, at that point, my friends, Harez and Yochel, the husband, cannot nullify her vow. If anything, he initiated it.
Yeah.
And he said, I want you to be like this. So now, his vow depends on her vow. Because he's saying one long statement. I am a Nazir and you are a Nazir. It's not like the case before where one person made and the second person attaches. He's saying in one expression, I am a Nazir and you are a Nazir. So that's a joint single statement. And she agreed. At that point, they're locked in. And therefore, for sure, he can't nullify it. And if anything, and if he would nullify her part, then it's going to be major problems, because his part will be nullified And that wouldn't be good because you're not supposed to nullify your own vow. You're not allowed to nullify your vow. So it's really not good. So he can't nullify hers. Reverse. What about v'imnodar v'hidira derach she'ela leida ma'belibo? What if he makes a vow and he includes her, but through a question to her, to know what's in her heart? The first one was, I didn't care what she says. I'm a nazir, you're a nazir. Just need her agreement. Here he's couching it to begin with. I want to be a nazir. And what about you, dear? Right? Do you want this sir to be like Neil or not? Well, that's very different. He says, I am a Nazir. Would you like to be a Nazir, dear? Well, that splits it into two things. The Umra Amen. And she says, yes. He can still nullify it because he didn't make her vow dependent on his. She can just, do you want to attach it? So it's interesting, even though he initiated it, but he didn't put it all into one expression. Okay, fine. Now you doubt Kate said. Okay, we've got the examples of both cases now. Amarla, he says, we're going to go both cases now. Everything we explained. He says, Hareini Nazir Vat. I am a Nazir and you are a Nazir. Straight out. Klomer, Va'at Nazira Kamosi. You are a Nazira just like me. From it, she says, Amen, Amen. And Yachla, he can nullify. He cannot nullify it. Omrav, he says, Hareini Nazir, I am a Nazir. Uma Tomri, and what do you say, dear? Ha'at Nazir goes, do you want to be a Nazira like me? Vamra Main, she says, yes. Hareza Yafir, he may nullify it. And now, look what happens now. This is going back on the first halacha now. The Im Heferla, the next clause, is going on the first part, not what is following. Vim hefer law. Now, in the first case, when he says me and you, if he nullifies her, shelo batel, his is nullified. Shezek mishatola nidro benedra. It's like he's suspended his neder upon hers. But it's not, he should not do that, though. That would be an avera, because he's being yachel his dover. So it would technically work, but he shouldn't do it. All right? Amra lo, if she said to him, Hareini Nazira Va'ata, I am a Nazir, and you are a Nazir, Vamra Amen, and he says Amen, well then, Eini Yochel Lover, he cannot nullify, because that is tantamount to agreement. V'chein Kol Kavir, anything similar to that. All right, now, Tezvav, Ha'isha Shanal, here's we're going to get third parties now. Ha'isha Shanadra, the woman makes a vow, V'shomach, and somebody else, a third person, a stranger, hears the vow, V'hit V'sasman, he grabs onto her. Another guy, she makes a vow, and a third party, you know, Paul just says, and I want to be like her too. You're not related or nothing. Va'amar, and he said, Vani, and me too. Now, the father of the husband hears about what the wife did. V'shama aviyobala, the father husband heard what the wife or daughter did. He certainly can nullify it. What happens to the other guy's vow? Shalom mufer, hers is nullified. V'zeshit v'satsmo, chayav. And this one who grabbed onto hers is chayiv to be that, because the husband cannot nullify. Because remember, how does their nullification work? Where does it go? Does it go retroactively or from now on?
From now on.
Yeah. So at 9 o'clock in the morning, she makes the vow. At 9:01, the guy says, and me too. At 10 o'clock, the husband hears the vow and says, I'm nullifying your vow, dear. That means both vows were working for an hour, right?
Right.
And now what does he nullify at 10 o'clock? Just the wife's vow from 10 o'clock on. Okay. The other guy's been a nuzzer already since 9:01, and he can't stop her at all.
She was rather than what she is.
That's exactly correct. All right? Exactly correct. But because he grabbed onto her, but he wasn't nullifying it. So that's what comes into that halach. Tezayin, Aisha She'ein Labal. Let's say a woman has no husband. Fe'ena Bershusav. She's not her father's domain. She's clear, free, single woman. From and she says the following. Hare habasar usar alai la'achar shloshim yom. This meat is going to be usar to me starting 30 days from now. Now it's okay. 30 days from now,
I guess she gets married.
Right? It's going to, so today is the 29th of August. She's saying on the 29th of September, meat is prohibited for me for however how long. Okay, what happens? Venice says, and within the 30 days, she gets married to a guy. At the time that the vow took hold, when was that? 30 days later, right? Harei b'shusla, she now is in her husband's domain, right? When the vow took hold 30 days later, she's already married. Still any yochel offer. He can't nullify it. Why? Should be shas haneder, because at the time of the vow, lohoitzer b'shusla, she was not under his control. And that's what the Torah meant when it said, v'neder amona ugrusha, the vow of a widow and divorcee, etc., etc., remains. Now the question is, why would the Torah have to tell us that? Of course it would remain. She's divorced, she's a single woman. But the Torah is speaking about a case where she makes the vow and will later get married. That's the case the Torah is saying remains. Right? You got that? Because he wasn't there at the time she made the vow. Even if she was engaged to him at the time of the vow, but it won't take place till later, too bad. She'ain't a vow made for Bekom. Her husband cannot nullify the vows that were earlier. Kamosh Barner has already explained. All right, now, Yud Zayin. Nodra Tachas, well, let's say she made a vow while she was married, and she said, she abasar asar lech lashem shom. Again, she's married. 3 days from now, the vow should take hold. Now what do you think is going to happen? Or she should be a Nazira within 30 days. She's married. The Baal knocks it off that day. Boom. Yeah. But it wasn't supposed to take place anyway for 30 days, right? And then the husband dies the next day. Ogersh or divorces her. Before the 30 days are up, the husband's out of the picture. You hear what happened? So he's out of the picture before the vow takes place, to take effect. But he nullified it earlier. Even at the time when the neder would have taken effect, harei grusha, she's divorced or almana, she's widowed, that's not good husband. Harei zo muteres, she's permitted to eat it, and it's been nullified. Why? Shar hefer lo neder, the husband already nullified it, and it was nullified right away.
The effective date doesn't matter anymore.
That's right, it's nothing to do with that. Yud ches, almana o grusha shamra, a widow or a divorce, he says, look at this one. I'm not allowed to. I'm prohibited to drink wine. I'm prohibited to drink kish when I get married. Single woman says I'm prohibited to get wine when I get married. That in other words, the vow takes a place on my wedding day.
Yeah. So you can drink it now,
right? Well, for sure now. Question: what about the marriage? Vinny says now she gets married. Ain't a baal yochel over. The husband cannot nullify it because we still go after the time she made the vow.
Could have been like one day before.
Doesn't matter. Whatever she brings in, she brings in, even though it didn't make effect, but she still made the vow earlier. Now, what if Amr v'hitach? So, what if she made a vow when she's married? She says this: Hareini asur b'boskar says garish. I'm going to be asur meat when I get divorced.
That's a crazy thing to say.
When I get divorced from you. If you will ever divorce me, that's what meets also to me. Haria Baal Mefer, the husband can nullify it because she's in her domain.
Because
she's discouraged, and when she gets divorced, Tia Motera, she's permitted still to have.
Basically, it's the date of the vow, not the date of the effective.
Correct. Okay.
Why would
let's
he care if she's eating
stop
meat
it over
she's
here for
it.
Now. Okay, tomorrow we must finish the parak. We don't end until we finish the parak because it's a little less ground than today.